here's a story from The World.
Lots of people are ready for November 3rd to get here. World leaders everywhere are also anxious to see the outcome of the U.S. presidential race. That may be especially true for Kim Jong-un. The North Korean leader has had an unusual connection with President Trump. They've met face-to-face three times and exchanged personal letters. How would a Biden administration deal with Kim differently? The World's Patrick Nguyen reports.
North Korea has said Joe Biden is an idiot, that he's in the final stage of dementia, and that he's a, quote, rabid dog that should be beaten to death. So Pyongyang's feelings about Biden, not a mystery, says Doo-Yun Kim from the International Crisis Group.
It clearly sounds like Pyongyang has no regard, does not think highly of Biden at all.
Not that Biden has kind words for Kim Jong-un. Here he is at a campaign rally.
Are we a nation that embraces dictators and tyrants like Putin and Kim Jong-un? We don't, but Trump does.
So what happens if Biden wins and it's his job to somehow take away Kim Jong-un's most prized possession, his nuclear weapons? Well, we might see some drama soon after the election, says Doo-Yun Kim.
If Biden is elected, then I would not be surprised if North Korea returns to a range of weapons testing.
She means the heavier weapons, the scarier ones, maybe long-range missiles, the ones North Korea is always dying to test and improve. She even has a time frame for this.
The time between Election Day and Inauguration Day.
Now, this makes sense, because putting the U.S. in crisis mode, that would give Kim Jong-un leverage to say, oh, Biden, you want to negotiate? Well, I'll stop these tests if America gives up something in return. Since Trump and Kim Jong-un made nice, North Korea has mostly backed off testing nukes or long-range missiles. But they're now getting annoyed. They think the U.S. owes them something for this, according to Sung-ho Shin of Seoul National University.
From the North Korean perspective, that's a big concession they have made.
So what does North Korea really want, anyway? Well, for starters, they want less of this. U.S.-South Korea war games, which North Korea sees as a rehearsal for invasion. Under Trump, the U.S. military has stopped doing some of the biggest war games. Professor Shin says Pyongyang assumes they are gone for good.
From the North Korean perspective, that's a done deal.
It's a done deal. So what North Korea really wants now is to get rid of the crushing sanctions from the U.S. and the U.N. that shut them out of the global economy. America is probably not going to budge on that unless North Korea gets rid of some of its nukes. And there's only one guy who can make that decision about the nuclear weapons.
North Korean negotiators are not allowed to talk about that. They always say it's up to Kim Jong-un. But that's a crucial core element for Team America.
This gets tricky for Biden, whose North Korea policy is honestly pretty vague. But he has said that he's not going to do flashy Trump-style summits that go nowhere. He'd want negotiators to hammer out a deal before he shows up. But to move forward, on the nukes at least, Biden himself might have to do a face-to-face meeting with Kim Jong-un.
If North Korean negotiators are not allowed to talk about the nuclear issue, then only Kim Jong-un and an American president will have to talk about that.
Even if Biden does say, okay, fine, let's meet, Doo-Yun Kim says it might be Kim Jong-un who refuses. Because since the Trump meetings didn't get rid of sanctions, North Korea has been sounding more irritated, giving more ultimatums, even issuing this demand after a U.S. official called them a rogue nation. They basically said,
America and American officials cannot call us names. If you call us names, we will not show up at the table.
Yep, the fate of North Asia could hinge on name calling. Of course, Joe Biden is less of a name caller than Trump, who last year joined Kim Jong-un in mocking Biden.
Well, Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record.
No matter what, if Biden wins, there will be some tension if and when he reaches out to Kim Jong-un. So the first person Team Biden might want to approach is not Kim Jong-un. It's one of his top advisors, his sister, Kim Yo-jong. That's Kim Yo-jong meeting South Korean President Moon Jae-in 2 years ago, with cameras popping. It's one of very few clips of her voice. As Professor Shin says, talking about the Kim siblings,
trust between those two runs very deep.
The trust runs so deep that a potential Biden White House should make contacting Kim Yo-jong a priority, says Doo-Yun Kim.
it might be best to also aim for reaching his sister to try to get any type of either headway or understanding about North Korean thinking. I think we can expect to see and hear from Kim Yo-jong more often.
Here's the bottom line. Biden and Trump are wildly different when it comes to demeanor, yes. But Do-yeon Kim points out,
every American administration has basically followed the same broad policy toward North Korea.
The U.S. wants North Korea to give up its nukes. The Kim dynasty holds on to them for dear life. Yet both sides are very hesitant to spark a horrific war. So that's it. They're stuck, calling each other tyrants and idiots and rabid imperialist dogs. And so Do-yeon Kim says, no matter who wins the election,
I do not expect a drastic change in American policy toward North Korea, regardless of who is in the White House next year.
Still, on election night, Kim Jong-un and his team will probably be following the results along with the rest of us. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.
From PRX.